Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. We've got Katie Brown on the phone line. We're going to find out about the Royal Agricultural Winter Fair that continues this weekend, but wraps up this weekend in Toronto. Katie, good morning.
Good morning, Jamie. How's it going?
Doing great, Katie. It's so wonderful to have you on. Let's talk about a big event that is happening in Toronto. It continues, but does wrap up this weekend. What's the Royal Agricultural Winter Fair? What is it all about?
Well, the Royal Agricultural Winter Fair happens at Exhibition Place every November, and it's been happening for 102 years. Believe it or not, this building was built for the Royal many years ago. It's a celebration of Canadian agriculture and equine sport. So you can come down here and meet horses, celebrate the people that feed our country, and get up close to amazing and cute farm animals.
Sounds great. So it does continue this weekend. It's been on since November 1st, but it does wrap up on Sunday. And again, certainly, Katie, with our rural community here in Stratford, here on Perth County, it's really a special invitation for folks here to check it out in Toronto.
That's right. This weekend we have lots of exciting things happening. There's Holstein and dairy shows going on. Supreme Dairy is an award for lots of our producers across the country with their cattle. We also have Western Day on Sunday, which is a super fun day. You dust off your cowboy boots and you come on down to the fair. There's Royal Chili. There's two Royal Rodeos on Sunday. And the 2 p.m. rodeo is hosted by CBC Heartland's Amber Marshall. And she's also doing a cowboy breakfast that morning. And if you're really into horses, on Friday, she's in town and she's going to be doing something called Liberty Training with Dan James, who's all the way from Australia, who's coming to teach us how to train horses at Liberty, which means with no ropes, it's completely magic. It's stuff they use in the movies. You can come and see firsthand yourself.
I love it. It sounds great. So it's not too late to check out the Royal Agricultural Winter Fair. And what's this about the Super Dogs back?
Well, it's a fan favorite. We have something called the Animal Field Theater here, and daily there's like four performances a day of the Super Dogs. They are high energy. The stadium is totally packed when they're in there, and people are cheering for their favorite breed that are doing agility and some amazing flyball techniques. On Saturday, there's something in the horse show that's called the Canine Equine Challenge. So at our horse show, we have the top riders in the world. Like, we're talking Olympic athletes. Four of the top 10 riders in the world are competing. And on Saturday, they do something called the Canine Equine Challenge, where they have a horse jump a course and then a dog do an agility course. And they combine their times, and the crowd goes absolutely wild for that. That's at the matinee show starting at 2 o'clock on Saturday, 1 o'clock on Saturday.
What a unique event to take in at Exhibition Place in Toronto, the Royal Agricultural Winter Fair. And you got to tell us about Dawson and Pacey.
Well, that's everybody's favorite alpacas. I mean, they have totally stole the show. They are our ambassadors. So they arrived here via the GO train last week, and they've been walking around the fair floor, posing for selfies, meeting some very important people of the city, and they're teaching everybody about the sustainability of alpaca fleece and how amazing of a farm animal they are. They're very, very tidy, and on Sunday is the alpaca show where they're going to be competing, both of them, and there's also a really fun class that's a costume class. As you can imagine, alpacas dressing up in costumes. It's just for a fun laugh, but it's a really fun time, and you can come down and meet them. They're on the fair floor every single day, and I think they might be doing something kind of special today. They have been invited to visit the CN Tower, so they're taking it all in when the country comes to the city, I can tell you that.
That's awesome. Again, chatting about the Royal Agricultural Winter Fair that is on this weekend. It continues through to Sunday, November 10th. And Katie, as you really talked about, this is really open for the whole family. When we think of some of these sort of agricultural shows or whatnot, sometimes they're mainly industry shows, but this is really open to everyone.
It's open to everybody. I mean, every day we have school groups coming, so classes come and fall in love with the fair, which is actually how we hear people have experienced the fair through the 100 years we've been having it. So 12,000 students come during the week, and then we have lots of family fun. We have something called the Royal Petting Farm that's brought to you by CCC Farms, and you can come and meet animals up close, and there's nothing industry about it. It's all about just meeting animals and just lots of smiles all day long. So it's super special. And then we also have incredible food and shopping. So you can get started on your holiday shopping early. You can try some of the champion food products that are on display. So I'm talking like Canada's best pickles, Canada's best butter tarts, the best cheese, hot sauce or maple. It's so cool. You can come down and really meet some real champions, people and animals.
There you go. It's the Royal Agricultural Winter Fair this weekend at Toronto's Exhibition Place. And again, for its 102nd year, which is pretty amazing. And CJCS Radio is 100 years old this year. So gosh, you're even older than us.
We're very old and we're very proud of it.
Same here, exactly. So Katie, it's a good idea to get tickets and whatnot. What's the best way?
Royalfair.org. You can plan your trip. It'll teach you how to get here, the best way for you. You can buy horse show tickets. You can see the daily schedules. You can make the most of that website. It's royalfair.org. Or you can follow us on Instagram at The Royal Fair. And you can check out what's happening. There's lots of information available there.
So much going on this weekend. It's not too late to be a part of it. And check it out. Bring the whole family. And maybe, you know, what was the last time you've been to Exhibition Place in Toronto? Perfect opportunity for the Royal Agricultural Winter Fair. Royalfair.org is the website. We'll share all the details on our socials and with mystraffordnow.com. Katie Brown, thank you so much for this, Katie. And we wish you a great weekend with this.
Thank you so much. What a joy it was talking to you.